Have you taken a good look at the products that are on the shelves of your mainstream local grocery stores, especially in the international food section? If you're from the Caribbean, you're used to seeing your usual Grace and Ivory brands, but there is still a gap, especially for African products. My guest for today's podcast noticed the gap and decided to do something about it. She was recently successful in landing a deal on the Canadian investor TV show Dragon's Den. Without further ado, here is episode 4 of the Business and Culture podcast. What up, everyone? Kairos Maggie here, and welcome to another Business and Culture podcast. Today, I am here with Lola, and she is the founder of It's Super. And for those of you who don't know what that is, like later on, you're gonna get to know a bit more. But I wanted to bring her to, you know, really give us a bit more insight as someone who has been successful in having her business be in the shelves of big supermarkets. And a lot of us probably want to know, how can we do that? And, you know, just wanted to hear more about her journey. So thank you so much, Lola, for being here with me today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and excited to be here.
Awesome. So, all right, we're just going to get straight into it. So if you want to briefly, you know, let us know like what your journey was like being here in Canada.
So I came to Canada as an international student in, like, you know, not trying to age myself, but a couple of years ago, in 2005, actually, to be specific. I studied writing and communications. And after finishing that, I started working in the financial industry. And then I moved to Toronto in 2009 and was also working in the investments financial industry. And then from there, moved into IT. And I was working in IT up until, even till now. It's still my other job that I do. It's the job that pays the bills, because Itsuper isn't paying the bills right now. But I specifically still work as a consultant and in IT, and but Itsuper is my passion, to be honest. IT pays the bills, but Itsuper is the passion.
Got you. You have to have both, right? Yeah, one is a passion, yeah. One that pays the bill.
And hopefully later on the passion
can, exactly. Awesome. Yeah. So then, you know, a lot of us, you know, would come here and we don't sometimes realize that we can start businesses, right? So what is it that inspired you to start? So first off, let's tell the people, what is It's Super?
So It's Super is an Afrofusion soup and sauce line that has African-inspired recipes and so soups that are of African origin with a Western twist. And some of them are also of Western origin with an African twist. So it's kind of like, that's why I call it a fusion. For example, the meat lover's chili. We eat chili, we eat a lot of beans in Nigeria, but we don't necessarily put bacon in ours. Mm. But I love bacon as a Canadian. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to have sausage and bacon in my chili, right? So it's a meat lover's chili, because as a Nigerian, I love meats. And so I made that twist, but I used African spices to just make it, you know, taste more like what I would love. And so it's just basically that. It's a brand that started to, in order to fill the gap, because as a Nigerian and African, going to mainstream grocery stores, as you would know, as a Caribbean as well, if you want to buy a lot of your groceries that are ethnic, you have to go to the Afro-Caribbean store. And I thought, why is that? Like, why can't we have more innovative products where people can buy the product in the Sobeys, in the Loblaws, in the No Frills, right? So mm-hmm. It's getting better with the Caribbean products, with like Grace Foods and some of those other brands. But there's still a long way to go. And then for African products, it's pretty much non-existent, right?
Yeah, that's so, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm guessing this was definitely like a lot of steps you probably had to go through of how you even got to this point of getting your products on the shelves of, some of the grocery stores like Sobeys, right? So what were the like steps that you had to do in order for it to even get to that level?
Oh my God, so many steps. If we stay here, I can say, mention the steps all day. But it first was like you have an idea, you have a concept. But then because the food industry is so regulated and it's so different in Canada, you have to go through so many hoops and steps to even get the product on the shelf. So, you have a product. If you're selling in a restaurant, you just have like your health safety standards and your food safety, and you can sell, right? But with food products that is going to be sold in the store, there's packaging. You have to ensure the packaging can withhold any distribution or anything that you're doing, moving the product from point A to point B. Then you have to have barcodes. You have to have the labels, the nutritional. When you buy a product, you see the calorie content, the nutritional content. All that stuff are hurdles that you have to do before you can even put the product on the shelf. And then you have to have French translation. Now, I wanted my product to not be in just the Afro-Caribbean store. So if you go to the Afro-Caribbean store, you can get away with like some things like not having French translation, not even having like a full-on accredited nutritional panel and nutritional facts. But I wanted from the onset to be a brand that would be in the mainstream grocer. So from the start, I made sure I had my French translation. I made sure I had my approved, nutritional facts, my ingredient list. There are things that people don't even realize, like ingredients. When you see them on a product, they are listed based on the one that has the most grams or content in the product. So if your product has more water, then water should be the first ingredient on the ingredient list. Little things like that that people don't usually know, right? Unless you start to get into the food industry. So I had so much to learn because, like I told you, I started in IT. I had no clue about the food industry aside from cooking in my kitchen, right? So there was a lot of hurdles, a lot to learn. But one thing I knew for sure was even if I was going to make mistakes and I was going to jump a lot of hoops, I just had a vision that I wanted the brand to be not just stuck in the flea market or in the Afro-Caribbean store. Not that I don't love the Afro-Caribbean store, but I wanted to break that. I wanted to
Yeah, you
break
want
the
to have
barrier.
more market, you know?
Exactly. And I wanted to just break out of us just being stuck in that niche, right? So that's basically how I got, into some of those stores and what I had to do to get there. In
Wow.
summary.
Well, I must commend you because I know that must have been a lot of hard work and you maybe had to start over in some areas and man, that's incredible. So for anyone, it is possible, but you gotta do your research, have the vision in mind, and it's possible because, Lola is a testament here. Awesome.
Yeah, it is possible.
What advice would you give to anybody who's, they're thinking like just like you, they probably want to break into that market of having foods that they love and, of their culture more accessible in grocery stores? What advice would you give them on how they even get started?
So, first of all, an idea is only as good as its execution. So if you have an idea and it's brilliant and you've already validated that there's a gap that you're going to fill, first to make an idea something that people will be interested in, it has to be that you're filling a gap, right? You don't have to reinvent the wheel, but then if there's a gap in the market, whether it's a product or service, you're filling that gap, that's when you're actually going to get as much traction or success. So you've validated that, you've done the feasibility, and you've seen that yes, there's a need for that product that you're of service that you're creating. The next thing is just to have a strategy. Now, people always say have a business plan. To be honest, a business plan, I created it because that's what everybody said. But to be honest, after that first time I created it, I haven't followed, gone back to it because to be honest, I think it's a very traditional way of working. What I do is do piecemeal, like short-term strategic goals, right? So I have, because I feel like a business plan a lot of times is if you want to get funding and you want to create a whole business plan and all that. But if you're working at the stage whereby you're still hustling, you know, paying out of pocket and self-funding, who are you doing a business plan for, right? You should have your goals, though. Set your goals short-term and long-term and your vision for the brand, right? So have a plan for that, definitely. But don't necessarily spend money asking somebody to create a business plan for you. You're not necessarily looking for investors at that point, unless you are from the onset. But yeah, so that's some of the advice I would give. Like, have a plan, have a goal. Make sure that whatever product or service you're selling is fulfilling a need and there will be a demand for it. And then once you've validated that, then start making sure that you learn from the industry. For example, I knew IT, right? But I didn't know anything about food. So I did some research and found a program that teaches people. It's through an NGO. I paid for the program and I learned some things that I didn't know before. For example, I didn't know that you needed to have a food handler's license to even cook and sell. So a lot of people sell food from their homes. It's illegal. If you get caught, then you get a fine for that, right? It could cost you a lot of money. So it's illegal to do that, to sell food from home for profit without having a food handler's license. In fact, you shouldn't even sell food from home because, yeah. It's illegal. Mm-hmm. You have to go to a commercial kitchen.
Commercial kitchen, yes.
Yeah, so like
another big difference.
Another restaurant somewhere where you can lease that is a certified place outside of your home, right? Mm. So there's so many things that I had to learn that I didn't know about the food industry that I took a course. So if you want to learn about the industry, you can self-teach yourself, go online, study, but there's nothing also as valuable as learning from people who have done it before. So finding mentors or finding people who have, but for the black community is really hard because there are not many people in the industry. If it's a restaurant, I'm bet sure I can find 50 black people that have a restaurant that I can talk to. Because, you know, you have jerk restaurants, you have all kinds of restaurants. We focus a lot on brick and mortar, which is physical restaurants. But when it comes to food innovation, packaged foods, there's very few.
I get you.
That have done it at the scale that I am. There are very, very few.
That's true.
So if you go to the Afro-Caribbean store, even the most of the packaged foods you see are from the Caribbeans, right? Mm. They're already prepackaged from the Caribbeans, or packaged for like Grace Foods and IRA and all that. They're imported. So local brands that are black owned are not many. So I didn't have people that I could reach out to that look like me and say, hey, I saw you did this brand. How did you do it? Right. So in recent times, they're starting to be like, I can count on two hands how many black brands are Canadian locally owned black brands that are now actually doing innovative products. But yeah, it's not many. So what I always advise people is look beyond your race, your sex, your gender for mentors, because most of the mentors that I've had to find in my industry have been male, Caucasian, you know, that have been really, really, really impactful and really put a lot of effort into helping me succeed. So look for mentors for sure.
Wow. Our word. Yes. Yeah. Wow. That's great. So thank you so much. Of course, I can't let you leave without us knowing what flavors do you have?
So we have currently 4 flavors. We're launching 2 other flavors later this year. But currently we have a meat lover's chili, which is a bean kind of stew. So it has black beans, red beans, and meats in it. Really flavorful. We have a Moroccan chickpea, which has chicken and chickpeas and veggies. And it's very hearty as well. Our soups are very hearty. They're more like stews, like how we eat, like our Africans and Caribbeans, we eat very hearty.
It's not just soup. Broth. Yeah.
It's not broth and just vegetables. No. It's very hearty. And so that's one of the things I also realized when I was starting my brand, that I didn't want to compete on price. I wanted to compete on the quality of what I was bringing, because a lot of the other brands, the Canadian brands that have soups, are very broth and vegetable based. There's not much heart in it. So our soups are very rich and hearty. So those are the two meat products. Then there's a vegan carrot and paprika soup. That's a vegan soup. And there is a sauce. We have one sauce. It's a West African pepper sauce. So that is like what West Africans basically put on everything. It's our base for our jollof rice. It's the base for our stews. It's a marinade. It's an everything. It's like we put it on everything, in everything, on, in, everywhere. Yeah, it's that go-to sauce that West Africans use for a lot of things. So it made sense for me to start the sauce line with that. But we do have some other sauces and marinades that are coming out soon as well.
Awesome. And we're looking forward to them. Yeah. And of course, where can we find? You said you're in Sobeys. I don't want to forget if there's other stores as well.
We're in select Sobeys stores. So when you launch as a new brand as well, you want to crawl before you run. So
run.
We only launch in a couple of Sobeys stores, but we're hoping to get into more. So we're in select Sobeys locations. You can check on our website on itsupa.com for where to find us. But we're also in all the Whole Foods stores in Ontario, and Healthy Planet, and some other independent stores as well. So you can check online on our website for where to find us. Plus, you can buy our products online as well. We ship during the summer, we ship only within Ontario. But in the winter time, when it's cooler and we don't have to spend too much on insulation, because it's a fresh product and it has to get to you quickly and still chilled and cold. So in the summertime, we only ship Ontario. But come September, October, we start shipping Canada-wide.
Awesome. So again, all of these links will be in the description box below. And if you want to support her, follow her on Instagram as well, on Facebook, all that good stuff. It's super. Thank you so much, Lola. I'm pretty sure everyone who watched this video got value. And you got some information on how you can get started to be the next food innovator here in Canada.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Maggie. It was a pleasure to meet you. And all the best with everything you're doing. This is amazing platform. They're sharing stories from the Black community here as well. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe or follow and leave us a review so we know how you're finding this podcast. Looking forward to you listening to more episodes with more inspiration, more insights, and more business and culture. If you're listening to the Business and Culture podcast on Spotify, you can participate in our poll and questions for every single episode. We would love to hear from you and get your feedback. Catch you in the next episode.